Rallies on behalf of having the government sponsor a single-payer form of health care insurance are being held throughout the country this week. In Tampa this afternoon, approximately 24 supporters of such a health care system stood outside the federal building on Florida Avenue. Chris Clement lives in Ozona. He said he wants a health care plan that shouldn't be linked to an employer.
Well, there's a lot of inefficiency in the way it's done now with the competing, the advertising, the marketing, the coding, the denial, researchers, and it, really the profit depends on withholding. And I just don't feel, I pay for insurance, but it costs us a car a year for two senior citizens without major problems, a little skin crap and stuff like that, but nothing invasive, no major deal. It's a car a year, and I don't think we're going to be covered if something happens to one of us.
Although there is a bill in the House sponsored by Ohio's Dennis Kucinich and Michigan's John Conyers supporting single payer, it does not appear to be anything that the Obama administration nor its allies on Capitol Hill believe in. Code Pink member Anita Stewart has her theory why.
But a lot of our elected officials are taking money and contributions from the insurance companies. So this becomes a catch-22. If they're taking money from the insurance companies, then they're going to endorse a plan that's going to have something to do with the insurance companies.
And Stewart referenced a recent incident involving the Senate Finance Committee, where an advocate for single payer was ejected by Chairman Max Baucus, a Democrat from Montana.
Single payer representatives were not at the table. There was a representative from everybody, from the insurance companies, sitting at the table, willing to discuss in an open, so-called open forum. And these people that stood up, and they included doctors, nurses, and civilians that were activists, they stood up and spoke, and they were summarily arrested and taken out of the hearing. And that means that all voices are not heard. 60% of the people endorse a single-payer, universal, not-for-profit health care plan.
About 20 minutes into the rally on Thursday, critics of a single-payer health care system gathered near the protesters on Florida Avenue with their own signs. One of those critics was St. Petersburg neurosurgeon David McCallop, who has become somewhat of a public figure as an anti-tax advocate in recent years. His presence led to somewhat heated emotions.
Insurance companies, what to do? They make a huge profit, and they do so by rationing your care.
How do you think the government is telling the insurance companies what to do right now?
Because they create cookbook medicine protocol, and they tell me as a doctor, they'll tell me,
do you want to? Doing that.
Yes, they
your
are.
Your insurance company does that. The government is not doing
that. Do you want to learn any of this?
Your I know it.
You don't know
it. I know it.
You don't know
I
it.
Do know it.
Can you get your sign out of my face, please?
No, I want to block your stupid sign.
WMNF asked McCallop about the question of profit motive by insurance companies, and thus the argument for a public plan.
Proposals on Capitol Hill are to mandate that every person buy an insurance plan, and they'll do it through a tax penalty. If you don't buy a plan, you will be given a large tax. You'll be mandated to buy bad insurance products that people don't want. There will be no attempt to create a single-payer system on Capitol Hill. That is a straw man. There will be no attempt to create a public option that is meaningful. That also is a straw man.
And you assume that there won't be any type of attractive public option.
That's correct.
Why do you feel that way?
Based on my involvement in the politics of this for the last 5 years, they realize that the public cannot afford a public option, and it has been carefully crafted from the American Medical Association, the insurance companies, the hospital associations, that there will be a mandate like is happening in Massachusetts.
Lois Freeze from Largo vehemently disagreed with McCallop. She said she recently heard from a member of the group Physicians for a National Healthcare Plan.
He came to our clubs and explained 30% overhead for the insurance companies of every Medicare dollar. Only 3% goes to overhead for Medicare. 30% would be enough to pay for everybody's healthcare in this country. I don't understand what the problem is. I mean, you pay $2,000 more for an American car because of the health care that General Motors, Chrysler, Ford have to provide to their employees. You pay more for anything that you buy if they provide health care for their employees. You pay more. And 50 million are unemployed. I mean, are uninsured. Why on earth would anyone think this is a good plan?